in such distress. Then they rode together a great pace until they came to a little turret, a castle, and underneath that castle they saw a knight standing up on foot fighting with two knights. Page 409. And so Sir Tristram beheld them, and at the last the two knights smote down the one knight, and that one of them unlaced his helm to have slain him, and the Lady Annowre gat King Arthur's sword in her hand to have stricken off his head. And therewithal came Sir Tristram with all his might, crying, "Traitress, traitress, leave that!" And anon there Sir Tristram smote the one of the knights through the body, that he fell dead, and then he rashed to the other and smote his back in sunder. And in the meanwhile the Lady of the Lake cried to King Arthur, "Let not that false lady escape." Then King Arthur overtook her, and with the same sword he smote off her head, and the Lady of the Lake took up her head and hung it up by the hair off her saddle bow. And then Sir Tristram horsed King Arthur and rode forth with him, but he charged the Lady of the Lake not to discover his name at that time. When the king was horsed, he thanked heartily Sir Tristram, and desired to wit his name, but he would not tell him, but that he was a poor knight adventurous, and so he bare King Arthur fellowship till he met with some of his knights. And within a while he met with Sir Ector de Maris, and he knew not King Arthur nor Sir Tristram, and he desired to joust with one of them. Then Sir Tristram rode unto Sir Ector, and smote him from his horse. And when he had done so, he came again to the king, and said, "My lord, yonder is one of your knights. He may bear your fellowship, and another day that deed that I have done for you, I trust to God ye shall understand that I would do you service." "Alas," said King Arthur, "let me wit what ye are." "Not at this time," said Sir Tristram. So he departed, and left King Arthur and Sir Ector together. Page 410. Chapter 16. How Sir Tristram came to La Beale Isoud, and how Kehydius began to love Beale Isoud, and of a letter that Tristram found. And then at a day set, Sir Tristram and Sir Lamorack met at the well, and then they took Kehydius at the forester's house, and so they rode with him to the ship, where they left Dame Bragwaine and Gouvernail, and so they sailed into Cornwall all wholly together. And by assent and information of Dame Bragwaine, when they were landed, they rode unto Sir Dinas, the seneschal, a trusty friend of Sir Tristram's. And so Dame Bragwaine and Sir Dinas rode to the court of King Mark and told the queen, La Beale Isoud, that Sir Tristram was nigh her in that country. Then for very pure joy La Beale Isoud swooned, and when she might speak she said, "Gentle knight, seneschal, help that I might speak with him, other my heart will brast." Then Sir Dinas and Dame Bragwaine brought Sir Tristram and Kehydius privily unto the court, unto a chamber whereas La Beale Isoud had assigned it, and to tell the joys that were betwixt La Beale Isoud and Sir Tristram there is no tongue can tell it, nor heart think it, nor pen write it. And as the French book maketh mention, at the first time that ever Sir Kehydius saw La Beale Isoud, he was so enamored upon her that for very pure love he might never withdraw it. And at the last, as ye shall hear, or the book be ended, Sir Kehydius died for the love of La Beale Isoud. And then privily he wrote unto her letters and ballads of the most goodliest that were used in those days. And when La Beale Isoud understood his letters, she had pity of his complaint, and unadvised she wrote another letter to comfort him withal. And Sir Tristram was all this while in a turret at the commandment of La Beale Isoud, and when she might she came unto Sir Tristram. Page 411. So on a day King Mark played at the chess under a chamber window, and at that time Sir Tristram and Sir Kehydius were within the chamber over King Mark, and as it mishapped, Sir Tristram found the letter that Kehydius had sent unto La Beale Isoud. Also he had found the letter that she wrote unto Kehydius, and at that same time La Beale Isoud was in the same chamber. Then Sir Tristram came unto La Beale Isoud and said, "Madam, here is a letter that was sent unto you, and here is the letter that ye sent unto him that sent you that letter. Alas, madam, the good love that I have loved you, and many lands and riches have I forsaken for your love, and now ye are a traitress to me, the which doth me great pain. But as for thee, Sir Kehydius, I brought thee out of Brittany into this country, and thy father, King Howell, I won his lands. Howbeit, I wedded thy sister Isoud la Blanchemaine for the goodness she did unto me, and yet as I am true knight, she is a clean maiden for me. But wit thou well, Sir Gaheidius, for this falsehood and treason thou hast done me, I will revenge it upon thee. And therewithal Sir Tristram drew out his sword and said, Sir Gaheidius, keep thee. And then La Beale Isoud swooned to the earth, and when Sir Gaheidius saw Sir Tristram come upon him, he saw none other boot, but leapt out at a bay window even over the head where sat King Mark playing at the chess. And when the king saw one come hurling over his head, he said, Fellow, what art thou, and what is the cause thou leapest out at that window? My lord the king, said Gaheidius, it fortuned me that I was asleep in the window above your head, and as I slept I slumbered, and so I fell down. And thus Sir Gaheidius excused him. Page 412. Chapter 17. How Sir Tristram departed from Tintagel, and how he sorrowed and was so long in a forest till he was out of his mind. Then Sir Tristram dread sore lest he were discovered unto the king that he was there, wherefore he drew him to the strength of the tower, and armed him in such armor as he had for to fight with him that would withstand him. And so when Sir Tristram saw there was no resistance against him, he sent Gouvernail for his horse and his spear, and nightly he rode forth out of the castle openly, that was called the Castle of Tintagel. And even at the gate he met with Gingalin, Sir Gawain's son. And anon Sir Gingalin put his spear in his rest, and ran upon Sir Tristram and brake his spear. And Sir Tristram at that time had but a sword, and gave him such a buffet upon the helm that he fell down from his saddle, and his sword slid adown, and carved asunder his horse's neck. And so Sir Tristram rode his way into the forest, and all this doing saw King Mark. And then he sent a squire unto the hurt knight, and commanded him to come to him, and so he did. And when King Mark wist that it was Sir Gingalin, he welcomed him and gave him an horse, and asked him what knight it was that had encountered with him. Sir, said Sir Gingalin, I wot not what knight he was, but well I wot that he sigheth and maketh great dole. Then Sir Tristram within a while met with a knight of his own, that hight Sir Fergus. And when he had met with him, he made great sorrow, insomuch that he fell down off his horse in a swoon, and in such sorrow he was in 3 days and 3 nights. Then at the last Sir Tristram sent unto the court by Sir Fergus for to spear what tidings. And so as he rode by the way, he met with a damosel that came from Sir Palomides to know and seek how Sir Tristram did. Then Sir Fergus told her how he was almost out of his mind. Page 413. Alas, said the damosel, where shall I find him? In such a place, said Sir Fergus. Then Sir Fergus found Queen Isoud sick in her bed, making the greatest dole that ever any earthly woman made. And when the damosel found Sir Tristram, she made great dole, because she might not amend him, for the more she made of him, the more was his pain. And at the last Sir Tristram took his horse and rode away from her. And then was it 3 days or that she could find him, and then she brought him meat and drink, but he would none. And then another time Sir Tristram escaped away from the damosel, and it happened him to ride by the same castle where Sir Palomides and Sir Tristram did battle when La Beale Isoud departed them. And there by fortune the damosel met with Sir Tristram again, making the greatest dole that ever earthly creature made. And she yied to the lady of that castle, and told her of the misadventure of Sir Tristram. Alas, said the lady of that castle, where is my lord Sir Tristram? Right here by your castle, said the damosel. In good time, said the lady, is he so nigh me. He shall have meat and drink of the best, and an harp I have of his, whereupon he taught me, for of goodly harping he beareth the prize in the world. So this lady and damosel brought him meat and drink, but he ate little thereof. Then upon a night he put his horse from him, and then he unlaced his armor, and then Sir Tristram would go into the wilderness, and brass down the trees and boughs, and otherwhile when he found the harp that the lady sent him, then would he harp and play thereupon and weep together. And sometime when Sir Tristram was in the wood that the lady wist not where he was, then would she sit her down and play upon that harp. Then would Sir Tristram come to that harp and hearken thereto, and sometime he would harp himself. Thus he there endured a quarter of a year. Then at the last he ran his way, and she wist not where he was become. And then was he naked and waxed lean and poor of flesh, and so he fell in the fellowship of herdmen and shepherds, and daily they would give him some of their meat and drink. And when he did any shrewd deed, they would beat him with rods, and so they clipped him with shears and made him like a fool. Astute or shrewd is wicked. Return to text. Page 414. Chapter 18. How Sir Tristram soused Dagonet in a well, and how Palomides sent a damosel to seek Tristram, and how Palomides met with King Mark. And upon a day Dagonet, King Arthur's fool, came into Cornwall with two squires with him, and as they rode through that forest they came by a fair well where Sir Tristram was wont to be, and the weather was hot, and they alit to drink of that well, and in the meanwhile their horses brake loose. Right so Sir Tristram came unto them, and first he soused Sir Dagonet in that well, and after his squires, and thereat laughed the shepherds, and forthwithal he ran after their horses, and brought them again one by one, and right so, wet as they were, he made them leap up and ride their ways. Thus Sir Tristram endured there an half year naked, and would never come in town ni village. The meanwhile the damosel that Sir Palomides sent to seek Sir Tristram, she yied unto Sir Palomides, and told him all the mischief that Sir Tristram endured. "Alas," said Sir Palomides, "it is great pity that ever so noble a knight should be so mischieved for the love of a lady. But nevertheless I will go and seek him and comfort him, and I may." Then a little before that time La Beale Isoud had commanded Sir Kehydius out of the country of Cornwall. So Sir Kehydius departed with a dolorous heart, and by adventure he met with Sir Palomides, and they in fellowship together, and either complained to other of their hot love that they loved La Beale Isoud. Page 415. "Now let us," said Sir Palomides, "seek Sir Tristram, that loved her as well as we, and let us prove whether we may recover him." So they rode into that forest, and 3 days and three nights they would never take their lodging, but ever sought Sir Tristram. And upon a time, by adventure, they met with King Mark, that was ridden from his men all alone. When they saw him, Sir Palomides knew him, and Sir Kehydius knew him not. "Ah, false king," said Sir Palomides, "it is pity thou hast thy life, for thou art a destroyer of all worshipful knights, and by thy mischief and thy vengeance thou hast destroyed that most noble knight, Sir Tristram de Lyonesse. And therefore defend thee," said Sir Palomides, "for thou shalt die this day." "That were shame," said King Mark, "for ye two are armed, and I am unarmed." "As for that," said Sir Palomides, "I shall find a remedy therefore. Here is a knight with me, and thou shalt have his harness." "Nay," said King Mark, "I will not have ado with you, for cause have ye none to me, for all the misease that Sir Tristram hath was for a letter that he found. For as to me, I did to him no displeasure, and God knoweth I am full sorry for his disease and malady." So when the king had thus excused him, they were friends, and King Mark would have had them unto Tintagel, but Sir Palomides would not, but turned unto the realm of Logris, and Sir Kehydius said that he would go into Brittany. Now turn we unto Sir Dagonet again, that when he and his squires were upon horseback, he deemed that the shepherds had sent that fool to array them so, because that they laughed at them, and so they rode unto the keepers of beasts and all to beat them. Sir Tristram saw them beat that were wont to give him meat and drink. Then he ran thither and gat Sir Dagonet by the head, and gave him such a fall to the earth that he bruised him sore, so that he lay still. Page 416. And then he wrest his sword out of his hand, and therewith he ran to one of his squires, and smote off his head, and the other fled. And so Sir Tristram took his way with that sword in his hand, running as he had been wild wood. Then Sir Dagonet rode to King Mark, and told him how he had sped in that forest. "And therefore," said Sir Dagonet, "beware, King Mark, that thou come not about that well in the forest, for there is a fool naked, and that fool and I fool met together, and he had almost slain me." "Ah," said King Mark, "that is Sir Mato le Brune, that fell out of his wit because he lost his lady, for when Sir Gaheris smote down Sir Mato and won his lady of him, never since was he in his mind, and that was pity, for he was a good knight." Chapter 19. How it was noised how Sir Tristram was dead, and how La Beale Isoud would have slain herself. Then Sir Andred, that was cousin unto Sir Tristram, made a lady that was his paramour to say and to noise it that she was with Sir Tristram or ever he died. And this tale she brought unto King Mark's court, that she buried him by a well, and that or he died, he besought King Mark to make his cousin, Sir Andred, king of